episode 3. Bros talking about stuff. Hope you enjoy it. And always remember, God bless.
Watch your mouths, everyone.
We're live.
Hey, welcome back.
Yeah. All right.
Episode 3.
Episode 3 is live.
Bros talking about stuff.
And cooking. And
yes. We're in front of a live studio audience for the very first time.
Yeah. If you're wondering what's going on and you hear in the background, you know, some rumbling and some
noise,
some nature of
some
the
tires
outdoors,
on road,
you're listening to us in a van because you guessed it, we're in our van, the Black Mystery.
We're
on our way.
We're on the road on the way to Texas this week.
Yes.
Or sorry, just tomorrow for a college show.
Yeah.
Stephen F. Austin University.
Yeah, you tell him, Sut.
You always got to give me one of those an episode.
Yeah, you tell him. You tell him, baby.
But we thought it'd be fun to do a van pod because all of our bros are also in the van, and this is the Bros Talking About Stuff podcast, so we need multiple bros. Talk about stuff.
Yeah, we sure do.
We've got, let me set the scene for you. We've got Park driving.
Bro!
He always drives.
Bro!
He's a great driver.
Park, you want to say anything real quick?
Hey, I'm just happy to be on this podcast, finally.
And then we usually like have rotations, because when Park drives, Caleb usually, what we call, co's him, co-captain.
Keeps him. Bro-captain, I'm the bro-captain.
Yeah, C-Man's here, all right.
That's Caleb. And then in the back, we got Scott.
He's on the phone.
But he's here.
Anything for the pod?
I'm here.
Oh, he's here.
He goes, I'm here.
Yes, he's next.
We'll get Scott on there later. But anyway, we are cooking. This is the third episode of the podcast.
Third episode.
We made it to 3.
Last episode was an extreme success.
Yes, thank you, Cody Bennett.
Yeah.
We will have more guests coming on in the season.
Yeah.
So be ready for those. If you know someone in our Nashville area who you want to be a guest on our podcast, give us a shout out and we will try to wrangle them into being on our podcast.
Yeah, totally. I think, you know, we know a lot of people, so I don't think we'll be needing anybody too soon.
But we've got a good slate lined up.
Yeah, good slate. We've got a lot of people.
For sure.
And
let's get right into it.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and start. I think we have a lot of important stuff to talk about.
The most important thing being that usually when we're on the road, we stop and eat as normal people do. We mentioned that in our fast food rankings that we stop at fast food a lot. But one fast food place we don't typically stop is where we stop tonight. And it needs to be mentioned that this was the inaugural trip to Popeyes.
It was.
For...
I have to be honest, it was my first time ever to Popeyes.
Really?
Ever to Popeyes.
Popeyes Louisiana Kitchen, keyword there. I've had it plenty of times. So
yeah, that's probably why I've never been, but it's true that it is my first time I've ever been to Popeyes Louisiana Kitchen.
Right. Normally we wouldn't just stumble into Popeyes. There was a very deliberate reason why we decided to make the trek to old Popeyes.
Totally, and it's because I had also heard, and I think the entire world has heard that there is a very popular chicken sandwich going around.
It's kind of like a thing of folklore at this point. It's crushed the internet world.
But it went away for a while.
Yeah, they literally ran out.
It came in hot, too hot, and then it peaced out.
They didn't bet on themselves.
So, but it's back.
It is back. And because
I think about a week old. It's been back for a week.
Yeah, it's been back for about a week. You're right. And I've been seeing people getting it for the last week, and they've been saying how long the wait times have been and just how crazy the demand has been. So we decided we would try to snag 5 Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
Yes.
And I thought maybe it could take an hour to get the food.
I had heard some stories about it taking a while, but
it was destiny. We walked in there and said, we'll take 5 chicken sandwiches, and they handed them to us pretty much.
I mean, there's a little bit of drama.
Yeah, a little bit of trauma. Before we jump into it, quick story. We were in Popeyes getting the sandwiches, and a discussion breaks out between one of the customers and one of the workers.
Yes.
And it wasn't a nice discussion.
No, there was a guy that wasn't just not stoked about the fact that he had supposedly ordered a normal chicken sandwich.
And he got
and he got a spicy one. So there are two different sandwiches. For
and he left and went home.
And he was bummed. Well, he left and went home, and then he came back and
didn't bring his receipt.
Bummed. And all, long story short, two cops showed up.
Yeah, the cops were called. So we just got Popeye's chicken sandwiches at a place where the police were called over.
Wow, a casino.
Chicken sandwiches. Gosh. I've been to that one.
Yes. Well, I've won a lot of money.
So that was nuts. But we did get the sandwiches, and they did not disappoint.
No, let's jump right in. Okay.
Give me your initial thoughts.
Initial thoughts.
On the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Is there's a lot of factors, but as far as chicken goes, the chicken was incredible.
It really was. It was fresh, crispy, thick.
It was thick.
It was juicy.
It was juicy.
And it had some serious weight to it.
It had serious weight to it.
When you pick up, it comes in the same type of bag as a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Yeah, except it felt 800 pounds heavier.
When you toss your buddy a Chick-fil-A sandwich, it kind of feels like you're tossing them like a...
You're kind of like... Yeah,
like a loofah.
Yeah.
And then when you toss your friend a Popeye's chicken sandwich, it feels like you're tossing them...
A brick.
That's the perfect thing. It really... It has some serious weight.
Brick. Which, I mean... For five bros that were extremely hungry, there's not a better thing in the world than just a brick. Wow. Caleb has done it. That music is brought to you by Caleb and the co-captain seat.
Producing.
Perfect timing.
Good. Brick house.
So, well done, Caleb.
Yeah, well done, man.
That was good timing.
Thank you.
But yes, back to the sandwich. A straight brick sandwich. And so my review of it is that it is completely so we're talking about the big thing is Chick-fil-A versus Popeyes, obviously. We haven't even mentioned that. And that's like the big, is Popeyes better, is Chick-fil-A better?
Right.
To me personally, I don't even think you can compare them, because they I know they have some of the same things, like the pickles and the blah blah blah.
The bun is kind of similar.
It felt to me like it's not a comparison thing.
Right. I think when I go to Chick-fil-A and get a sandwich, there's this weird balance of I just ate a sandwich, but I kind of want another one.
Totally. It's
Caleb's up front playing fart noises on his phone.
There's nothing more bro than... Ah, shoot. You'd think.
Here's the irony in all of this. Caleb straight up told us, hey, guys, you really need to try to keep this podcast short.
Oh, don't get me started.
Nope.
But he's really distracting us from doing
I'm not,
that.
Okay, we're keep going. But anyway, you can't compare. Back to the subject at
What
at
I was
hand.
Saying was, when I get a Chick-fil-A sandwich, I want more of it. I'm not always full. It's a
right,
little light.
But maybe that's why Chick-fil-A does what they do.
True. Because you got to buy a whole nother sandwich. There's really no way to get, you know, a little bit more.
But I will say, if you want to go get a sandwich that, if you're this is what I'll say. If you're extremely hungry and you need some food, go to Popeye's.
And get the chicken sandwich.
And get the chicken sandwich.
That thing is thick.
And we had five of them, and it was 5 for 5 on thickness.
Yeah.
You would think sometimes.
They don't vary.
Sometimes you would get like 1 out of 5 would be like, you know, like at Chick-fil-A. So, let's go back to Chick-fil-A. If you do compare on that end, sometimes you get a Chick-fil-A sandwich, and the thing's the size of my pinky. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's thin. There's not a lot of good meat
in it. It's the size of my pinky.
It's a lot of crust.
But we were 5 for 5 on some thick meat on the Popeye's end.
Caleb's now playing a song by 5 for Fighting because you said 5 for 5.
And that's tight. So I get it. I like this addition that we got going with Caleb. And I like the fact that we were 5 for 5 on Popeye's.
So here's what I'll say. The whole meal experience at Popeye's isn't quite as good as the meal experience at Chick-fil-A. But the sandwich alone, I have to give it to Popeye's.
Yeah, I did too.
the fries at Chick-fil-A are better.
Fries at
Chick-fil-A. The sauce is for sure better.
Better at Chick-fil-A, yes. But the sandwich alone, if you, again, it's hard to compare, but, man, I think I'm there with you. I mean, as far as just, like, eating a sandwich and feeling just full.
Yeah.
Popeyes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was not bummed at all.
It really did the trick.
Yeah.
If you have had the Popeyes sandwich and you have some feedback, hit us up. Let us know what you thought of it.
Send us a DM. Tell us how you felt after it. And but yeah, that's a good. Let's move on to the next segment.
Yeah, totally. Let's jump back into a game, a quick game of overrated, underrated.
Okay.
Give me that segment music.
That was spicy.
Always bringing the fresh beats, Funky Franklin.
Yep.
Overrated or underrated?
Okay. Let's get our guest involved in this.
Yeah, yeah. Overrated or underrated? Ketchup. Part.
I'm going to go with overrated only because ketchup is perfect on some things. Some people like to put it on everything, including things like potato chips, and that's a little too much for me. I think with certain things, perfect. I think with a lot of things that a lot of people like to put it on, doesn't do the trick.
Ketchup, overrated or underrated, C-Man?
I was thinking accurately rated, but I do think it's also overrated.
I also have to go overrated. Some people in this world like to put ketchup on hot dogs, and I am not one of those people.
That's because you're from Louisiana.
Mustard only on hot dogs. Ketchup, overrated, underrated, WFC.
I will say accurately rated.
Fair enough. Give me one. Overrated, underrated.
Do we have a list or no? We're just pulling them out of our butts.
Got one.
Oh, Caleb's got
okay.
one.
Okay. Overrated or underrated? Bros talking about stuff, the podcast.
Oh, gosh. I'd have to say extremely underrated.
There's no question about that. Underrated is not even a strong enough word for what our podcast is.
Caleb tried to throw us off, and he didn't throw us off at all. Also, it was just the easiest answer that I could have ever come up with.
Yeah, that's about the most underrated thing in this world.
And the people that that are listening to this that initially would be like, bro's talking about stuff, and they would say, if they would say overrated, well, that person, like them as a person, they're overrated.
Right. And also they are hypocritical because they're listening to our podcast.
Yeah. So overrated for sure, the people.
All right. Here's one that I know Park will have an opinion on. Overrated or underrated? Pull out couch beds.
Wow. He said pull out couch beds.
Pull out sofa beds, whatever you want to call them.
Okay.
The pull out.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with pull out couch beds. I'm going to stay clarified on
that.
Part, pull out couch beds. Overrated or underrated?
It's both, man, because some of them pretty good. Fairfield Inn and Suites, staying in one tonight. West Elm, gonna be comfortable, man.
Here's the thing. Park, he loves the pull out beds, and he always volunteers to take it.
And what kind of bed?
So I just figured he would appreciate that one.
Totally. Caleb?
I'm gonna have to go with overrated. I disagree with myself. Accurately rated.
Here's my thing. I gotta go accurately rated.
Moving on.
No one's overhyping a pullout bed.
Yeah, accurately rated because they're just there. They help save money.
No doubt. Okay, today is the 5th of November, so we're gonna say this. Overrated or underrated, the movie V for Vendetta.
Man, it's been a minute. But I like the title, so I'm going to say underrated.
I'm going to say overrated because even though it's a quality film, the whole vibe of it doesn't sit well with me. I don't like masks, and I'm not into the face.
I don't know.
I'm not even going to ask for audience participation on this one. Overrated, underrated. Next segment. Here we go.
That's been a good segment.
Yeah, we'll keep that one going.
Yeah, we'll keep it going for sure.
All right, here's something you don't know. Today,
a lot of good feedback on that.
Today is National Redhead Day. Okay?
Wow.
So here's what I need from you. Give me a couple of your favorite redheads of all time. Caleb's got one.
Miss Chastain.
From such hits as Interstellar and
I think she's in The Help.
Anyone else on Chastain?
Dude, I'm all about Chastain.
She's
got
that.
She's in Zero Dark 30.
Yes.
Yeah, she's good.
Yes.
So I'm all about the Chastainer.
I got one for you.
Yes.
Here's a great redhead. Hamilton Porter.
That's wow. Yes.
Of the Sandlot.
Yeah, the Sandlot, yeah. Oh, 100%. Redhead, another one. Wendy Peppercorn from the Sandlot.
Wow.
I don't know if she's redhead.
I think she is. I'm pretty sure she is. It's like a brown reddish vibe.
For
kind
sure.
Of a sunburn. What? No, you got a Google image Sandlot, Wendy Peppercorn.
Yeah, oh, totally.
I don't know though. Redheads, Frankie Muniz.
He's not redheaded.
You're right. But
hold on. For this some is reason, totally I, off the cuff. Let's
I
go.
I thought Frankie Muniz was
no,
redhead.
No, he's not. Other famous redheads.
Emma Stone. Emma Stone's redhead,
yes,
right?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Emma Stone. What about Ron Howard?
Good.
Former,
he's a good guy.
Former Andy Griffith star, and now...
He directed The Grinch.
Wow, he did.
Which is one of my favorites coming up on Christmas.
True.
Shout out to The Grinch.
Absolutely.
He's done some amazing films.
My niece, Frances, is redheaded. So, Fran, if you're listening to this at age 3...
I'm sure she's not.
Shout out to you.
Thank you. Yeah, shout out to Frances.
You got to love redheads.
You got to love them. I mean, they're there.
Yeah, that's kind of the best way to say it.
They're out there.
You know, when I was born, I was completely straight up redheaded. My dad told me that when he saw me come out, the first thing he saw was a massive pile of red hair, and he literally said to himself, "Oh, shoot." Because he thought I would just get made fun of my whole life. But it's kind of blonded out a little bit. I've kind of got red beard vibes.
No doubt. Well, I mean, shout out to your dad for just being honest to you. Because what he's saying is he wasn't stoked when you were born.
No, he was stoked, but he was like, he's a redhead.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very stoked to me.
No, he was just being facetious. Dad, if you listen to this, I love you.
No doubt. Love, Dad.
Let's jump into our ranking segment.
Okay.
This has been a popular one. We asked you guys to write in and give us some topics that we could rank, or some subjects that we could rank.
Totally.
We've done fast food and we've done
holidays.
And so one of the ones that was suggested to us by a friend, I cannot think of his name right now. I can pull it up later. But we had a guy write in and say that he wanted us to rank our favorite cereals. Which cereal is a near and dear thing to my heart.
For sure.
Because it's the perfect morning food and late night food and anywhere in between. If you have a bowl of cereal, you're always going to be fine.
It's a 24/7 food. We talked about this on last episode with bacon. It's a 24/7 food.
See, I feel like cereal is more 24/7 to me personally than even bacon.
I disagree because you can have bacon on anything.
You can have cereal at any time.
Exactly. My point's better.
So here we go. We're going top 3 favorite cereals.
Okay.
Give me your number 3. Ready, go.
My number 3. Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes.
Number 2.
They're great. Caleb, number 3 favorite cereal.
Currently, Trix.
But you're not a kid. Trix are for kids. But you do have kids, so... Trix are good. What? I mean,
I haven't had Trix in a long time. I just think I'd still like them.
But you said currently. Gosh.
Yeah, currently there's
so
number
many.
3. I only eat my number 1 though.
Totally. Fair enough. Part 3rd favorite cereal of all time.
Honey Bunches of Oats with almonds.
Wow, that's about the most Park cereal I've ever heard.
For sure.
With almonds. My number 3 is also Honey Bunches of Oats, but plain Honey Bunches of Oats. I'm not really into the almond vibe.
Cool. That's my number 2, Honey Bunches of Oats.
Love it.
With the golden flakes or
Let's
whatever.
Just, since we were all kind of in agreement on Honey Bunches of Oats, that is a phenomenal just everyday cereal. You've got healthy, you've got kind of a sweet taste. You feel good eating it.
Yep. Yeah.
What's your number 2, C-Man?
Captain Crunch. Captain Crunch.
2 for 2 on the sugar cereals for Caleb. Park, number 2?
Captain Crunch, actually, as well.
Aw. My number... Oh, sorry, I haven't said. My number 2 is Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Or as I like to call it, that CTC.
Yeah, that CTC.
That CTC.
My number one is Captain Crunch.
Wow.
Captain.
So is this a Chapman thing? Like, did y'all just grow up? Wow, Chapman Crunch.
Yes, exactly.
We could eat whatever cereal we wanted.
Y'all didn't have a rule on you can't have too much sugar cereal?
No.
No.
Any cereal you want.
Yeah. Any.
Anything for the cereal.
Love that. Park, your number one?
I didn't say mine.
Cinnamon Life.
Boom. Boom. What's your number one?
Honey Bunches of Oat.
Wow. Oat.
Just one oat.
One oat. Honey
kind
bunches of oat.
Mostly honey bunches. But
right, right.
I respect it.
Mostly
respect
honey bunches, but he will do an oat every now and then.
For sure.
Will, what's your number one?
I just said it, but wow, I'll sure say could. It again. Captain Crunch.
That's right. My number one is an old classic, Fruit Loops. I love
wow,
Fruit
yeah.
Loops.
That was up there for me. That's in my top five for
I
sure.
I love Fruit Loops.
My son loves Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
They're good. They really are.
Fruity.
They've stood the test of time.
Totally. That's
if you
good.
Have something that you want us to rank on the podcast, shoot us a message and we will get to it. I feel like we're just moving at light speed right now. It's just a new thing for me.
We're moving. We're moving and grooving. We're at 20 minutes and we're just feeling pristine.
Pristine. Oh, wow. Braking truck in front of us. Wait, really?
Yeah.
We just had a blowout on a semi in front of
wow.
us.
Wow. A truck just lost a tire in front of us.
Yikes.
You hate to see it. Oh, yeah, I'm seeing the fire. Oh.
Oh, sparks?
Oh, spark. Oh, my.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Oh, we're about to pass the sparks.
I can smell the sparks.
Oh, no, I don't like this.
Oh, I don't like that either. Get some film of it.
Oh.
That needs to be the sample for the beat.
That is going to be the beat.
Did we get a sample of the flat?
We'll go see if we can pull it, but
yeah.
You might get a flat tire beat. Here.
Yeah.
Give it to us.
Oh! Oh, oh, oh!
That needs to be the sample.
Oh! Oh, oh, oh!
The sample.
The sample.
Oh! Oh, oh, oh!
Wow.
Oh!
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 Beer, 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 beer!
He's done it again.
That was hot. Wow.
That was fire.
It sounds like Scott. Our guest from the back is off the phone with his wife.
Oh, he's off the phone. He's here.
I think he's here.
Hey, Scott.
Hey. What's up, fam?
There he is.
How's everybody tonight in Podland?
Just let us know. What are you feeling right now, Scott?
Well, if I could give you a mental picture of what's happening right now, I'm laying in the van horizontally, just had a nice little chat with my wife. I've got a belly full of the legendary Popeye's chicken sandwich.
No doubt.
And I also have a 16-ounce Coca-Cola fountain style about 2 inches from my head in a cup holder. So it's a pretty good life currently.
He's living his best life in the second row in our van. Just loving life. We're at 27 minutes, Kay. Don't worry.
One of the things about the van...
Don't get your panties in a wad up there.
One of the things about the van is that when you have a soft drink or something with dinner, the bouncing of this van really makes you have to pee a lot.
Not me.
I get this thing, like pee anxiety, where I'm not quite sure when the next time I'll get a chance to pee is, and it makes me anxious because I have to pace myself on my bladder.
Totally.
Reaction.
Can I tell you about the mental picture you just painted for me?
Yeah.
This is what happened when you talked about that. I imagined you turning into what's the size of a normal Coke bottle?
A 20 ounce.
No, like a liter. How many liters is it?
One liter?
Two liter. I imagine you turning into a 2 liter. And the top of you is a cap, but it also... You also have another cap, like... halfway down in the middle, and you're just in a van and you're getting shaken up, and that's what I saw when you talked about that, is you became a 2 liter. And sorry, I'm really going off the rails here.
So what you're saying is the top 2 liter is like the first storage tank, and then it drops down into the
No, I was pretty much saying that I pictured you turning into a 2 liter and your mouth was the top, and then your wow. You had another exit because you talked about being jostled up, and that is how a Coke leader.
Okay. Well, wow. Thank you for that.
Okay, I know one guest we will never invite back to Bros Talking About Stuff, and that is Caleb Chapman.
There's something you don't do, and that's burn your bridges on the very first media exposure.
I couldn't have done a worse job.
So.
Okay, I'll edit it out. Sorry, guys.
No, it's okay. We'll keep it in so everybody knows.
It's my picture that you painted.
Totally, man. You just crushed it. I love it, man.
Scott, what's your favorite and least favorite thing about riding in the van?
Well, my least favorite thing is that I currently am proud owner of an iPhone 6, and
I can't see.
It dies about every 2 hours, so I always have this feeling. Like right now, I'm sitting on about 17%, and I'm like, in about 3 minutes, I'm going to have to ask someone for a charger, and then I'm going to have to charge for a bit, and then I'm going to have to play that game where you pass it back and forth for a while. So
that's a good one.
That stinks. My favorite thing about the van has got to be, like, being able to pull off and hit Popeyes like we just did. Whenever you're in a nicer situation like a tour bus, you don't actually get to experience the road. It's just, you just wake up wherever you're going. And, you know, that's way better. But you still miss it from time to time.
Totally.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was good, man.
That's real.
That was
Thank
real.
Thank you, Scott.
Man, Thank you.
This has been a good one.
It has been.
It's been eventful.
It's been a lot. It's been quick. It's been...
We're trying to lower our time here so that you can consume these in one sitting.
Yes.
It felt a little rushed, but that's just because I'm not used to this format.
Yes.
Wow, Scott just passed me his charger as we speak to plug in.
Good, Scott. But yes, we're working on it. We're working on nailing these down. Currently, my brother is holding his hand up like he has something to say.
You know, can I try to redeem myself?
Yes, please.
I want to introduce another segment here at the end.
Okay.
Okay? The Can't segment wait. Is called Word of the Day. Okay?
Word of the Day.
This is the way Word of the Day works. I'm going to give you the actual Word of the Day, and you have to define it for me.
From what? What's this
I don't
word?
Know, of my
the
phone. Okay. I just typed in Word of the Day, and it gave me one.
Okay. And I have to define
I
it?
I have a new phone, and you have to define it for me. Okay?
I like this.
The word is Luftmensch. Let me say it again. The word of the day is Luftmensch.
Can you spell it for me?
Yeah, I can spell it for you. Luftmensch. Luftmensch.
Origin?
Well, I'm feeling German vibes. Mensch is like a German. Am I right? German?
I mean, it's just the word of the day. It doesn't say if it's German or not.
Luftmensch?
I need the...
Let me say it.
Luftmensch.
Luftmensch.
Yeah, I'm looking at the pronunciation.
Are there any alternate pronunciations?
Probably, but it's a noun. It's a noun, if that gives you any hint. So,
Luftmensch.
I'd say I'm a Luftmensch from time to time. I'd say that Park's a Luftmensch from time to time.
Oh, I've got this. I'm picking up on this. Well, using context clues of what he just said, a Luftmensch kind of gives me the aloof vibes. Like
totally.
The word aloof. And so I'm thinking like a loner, someone who's a loner or someone who likes to spend time away from people or quiet.
Yeah.
And so when you say you and Park can be Luftmensches from time to time, that's what I think of. Will?
Yeah. Well, we've been one thing we do have in our van is we have a TV and we can watch movies, and before this podcast we recorded, we were watching Lord of the Rings, and the first thing I thought when you said Luftmensch was I thought it might have been a town in Lord of the Rings.
That's not a bad guess. There are some mysterious towns.
Because that's kind of what it sounded like.
Quick, let's head to Luftmensch.
Let's head to Luftmensch. So that's what I thought.
Good stuff, guys.
So reveal to us what the word... Actually, Scott, do you want to take a stab at it?
Yeah. I would love to hear what Scott thinks Luftmensch is.
I think it's like a miser, like a grumpy, like grumpy guild miser.
No,
yeah,
tap.
You know, like a grumpy old cheap geezer
yeah.
guy.
Not like that. Yeah.
All right, Luftmensch.
Here is the definition of Luftmensch. An impractical, contemplative person. Luftmensch. An impractical, contemplative conversion. Luftmensch.
I think what he meant to say was an impractical, contemplative person.
No doubt.
So was I.
I was too. So, Scott. Good job, Scott.
Yeah, you said a miser. I said a loner. Sounds like it's a combination of both.
And they probably live in Luftmensch.
Yeah, they definitely live in Luftmensch. Thanks for the word of the day,
man.
Caleb.
That was a good segment. I did like that. That's a good way to end it. I think that wraps up episode 3.
If you liked it, share it.
Don't be a Luftmensch.
Yeah, don't be a Luftmensch. And obviously, as we know, we're coming to an end, which only means one thing.
I think everyone needs to do it.
Yes.
It'll be a miracle if this goes down normally.
Don't clue anyone in.
Here we go. On the count of three, everybody.
If you've listened to the pod, you'll know. If not, we will know that you haven't.
And it's fine, but it's all good.
Here we go.
One,
on the count of three.
One, two, three.
Enjoy life and you love to see it.
All right, y'all. Be good.
We'll see you next time.
Woo!
Woo! Al, it's been great being a guest on episode 3 of Bros Talking About Stuff. We really hope you enjoyed it. Go follow us on all the socials, you know, Instagram, Twitter, the whole nine. We'll be back next week with episode 4. Yeah, just remember, God bless.